Psychic Journeyman. This is Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio. This is Blog Talk Radio. So today we're talking about Law of Attraction. Today it's God and angels. Do they have a part of that? Will they work with the Law of Attraction on helping us manifest our lives? So therefore, if you have any questions that have to do anything with manifestations or God and the angels or any stories about how you use the Law of Attraction to manifest your life the way you wanted to, give us a call. The number here is 646-721-9031. Also, if you want to come in and take a chance getting some questions answered, we're also doing angel readings and psychic readings throughout the show. So with the situation going on, it's just a crazy situation of looking at the world today. I mean, there's books everywhere on how to manifest your life, meditations, manifestation, how to change things and get that thing done, and everything else that goes with it. Let's go ahead and take a call. Let's see what we got here. That's area code 360. You're on the air. Can I have your name?
Hello, my name's Lori.
Lori, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm okay, and thank you. Well, I'm wondering if I could get any insight of where I might be living next.
So, can you give us a little insight on your situation right now? You seem a little stressed.
Yeah, I'm trying to manifest better things in my life, and I don't really know how to go about doing it.
Right. So what have you, I'm sorry.
There's a couple places that we're going to go look at this weekend, and but they're all, one of them's way far out, and one of them's and they're in a different town, and they're, and another one's in another town, and you know, I'm wondering if any of those will work out, or if I should just keep looking. I don't know.
Well, it seems like, from what I can pick up with the situation, it seems like you should just keep looking. You have two opportunities, these two places you're talking about. I mean, if you were to take either one of them, I feel like it's the second one, not the first.
Mm-hmm.
But I also still keep getting the impression you should still keep looking.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say out of the two, it's like the second one you look at. That's how I would put it. The second one you look at, if you really wanted to just stop there, I would take that one. But I still keep getting over and over, and I keep picking up on it. Keeps telling me to keep looking. Like you're looking for some kind of change with the situation. What I was going to ask you before was the idea of the situation. You were talking about how you were trying to manifest things, but just it didn't seem like it was working for you. So what kind of...
I'm trying to create money.
What is your source of information that you're using to manifest this? Or to find out about manifestation?
Well, I've been using my pendulum and tarot cards and meditating. And
tarot cards?
Yeah.
Meditating. Okay. Okay, you're sitting there looking for this place, you're looking for another place, you're looking for, how would you put this? You're looking for a home.
Mm-hmm.
How far have you gone? How far have you gone? I mean, how far have you gone to really focus on the manifestation of what you want? As in, have you got down to detail? You know, what kind of house you want, where you want that house, what kind of neighborhood you want, what kind of neighbors do you want, that kind of thing. Because, you know, when you manifest things, the more detailed you are, the quicker you get it. But also, the more content you are, because I usually sit there and look at the situation. When I manifest things, I usually get something better than what I would actually focus on. But it seemed like the idea of having that to focus on in the first place seemed like it brought about changes quicker. I'm just asking. I mean, my biggest thing, what I said before, I was like I was saying at the beginning of the show, basically what I was trying to get into was the ideal that there's books everywhere on manifestation. I mean, I've got books on angels, using angels, not using angels, but working with angels to manifest, but also learning how to open channels and realize what's blocking those channels or those gateways. And that's what I was saying with the situation here. It's like the biggest thing I pick up with you is, just besides the housing and stuff, and keep looking, it's the idea of looking for a change. Not just the idea of looking for a new home or looking for a new location, but also looking for just a better way to live your life.
Exactly.
So I keep getting change and change and change and change. So it's like, okay, you're going to change, then you change. That's the one thing you have to make a decision too, because we were, I think it was last week or week before, we were talking about, I have this book called, it's by John Randolph Price, it's called Super Beings, and it's basically overcoming, showing you how to overcome limitations through the power of your mind. So it's basically changing your thinking, changes your life. And it talks about the very first thing that was in here I thought was interesting was the idea of making a definite decision, that's what you want to do. And then going forward and say, okay, well, how do I got to do that? And then looking at, I sit back and look at all the time, other people, and what I kind of like observe them and watch how they live their lives. And then my ex-wife's the best. She'll constantly complain about, hey, my life's this, this, and this, and this. But then I sit back and watch her life and watch what she does, but she doesn't do anything, she doesn't change anything to bring about a different outcome. She keeps doing the same thing over and over again. So from that observation, I started just basically watching everybody. I don't sit there and just read the books and go through the manifestations and stuff like that. I also have a tendency to watch everybody else and how they do, and it just seems like they have all this stuff coming out of their mouths, and I don't think they're aware of what they're saying is basically dictating what's happening in their lives. You know, it's simply someone walking in a store and saying, hey, I can't afford that. And they have a tendency to keep attracting the same thing, things they can't afford, when they should just change their attitude and just say, okay, is it something you really want? And then changing their attitude, how can I get that? Well, the quickest thing I know, the reason I was talking about the houses too, the quicker you get yourself into something, a house, that's what I got, was like the two houses you're looking at, okay, that's great. But on some level, it seems like there's a settling, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to go past that. Yeah, it's like, which house should I take? So it's like you're going to settle for the better of the one, but you're still settling instead of going after what you want because you think you're on this time frame.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things I got to do. And you can see your mind. It's like it's like one of those wheels in the water. It just keeps going around.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's like we're catching it. Okay, we're catching some of the water, and we're like, okay, how can I figure out how to get all of it? And it's just the idea of thinking deeper into the water to get more of a reaction from what you're trying to do. So I was sitting there going, okay, so I keep getting this change. So the big thing I was brought back to was, you're right, it comes back to finding out exactly what I want. What kind of house do I want? Do I really want a house? You see?
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at houses, right?
Yeah, my friend is going to trade labor for a reduction or no rent.
Okay. I'm just saying. Good situations. I'm just saying. You know, it's ideal when you put yourself in a place of living somewhere for a while. You're going to be there for a while. So it's like one of those things, definitely making sure that, you know, it's something that basically that it is some place that you really want to be. Because like I said before, keep looking. It doesn't mean you can't put yourself into one of these houses. But it still says keep looking.
Mm-hmm.
So just definitely get an impression that you're not going to be there for a while. You're going to be there briefly. And then it's like a springboard off to something more. So it's like keeping, that's one thing I keep getting too. You need to stop and slow down and really take an inventory of everything around you. Just pay attention to everything going on. Because this is what I've told everybody before in some of my counseling sessions and readings, that certain things come up, but it comes like this. The idea of paying attention It's just the idea of opening your eyes up to more opportunities that you didn't see before. It could be a simple person coming in your life that has avenues that you just don't know about. I mean, I've been in situations where simply going and looking at an apartment when I knew I didn't have any money in the first place, but I still went anyway. And like your situation, you're talking about changing out labor for rent. There's more out there. I get that very strongly. The ideal, there seems to be a lot of changing going on the next 2 weeks. A lot of changing. I keep getting the changing. Like I said before, that's why I keep getting the most. I see the word, changing.
Mm-hmm.
So the next 2 weeks, it's like I get the impression of slowing down and not letting the world dictate your success and what you're trying to obtain here. Because a lot of people do that from time to time where they kind of get crazy because the landlord's breathing down your neck or something's going on, a mortgage or something like that. What you need to do is at that moment is basically tune those people out. Because all they want is what they want. They don't care what you want.
Right.
Okay? And they're not responsible for what you want. But at the same time, they're suddenly doing that. So what you got to do is go, you know, what's more important? I did this one time with a landlord of mine. I came downstairs. I'm all happy going out the door. And I'm in this mode, you know, constantly trying to be happy, no matter what's going on around me. And my landlord stops me and he goes, does anything bother you? I said, why? He goes, well, you're $250 behind on the rent. Yeah. He goes, well, I said, well, my philosophy is, what do you want me to do? You want to take the energy and sit back and just worry about it, or do you want me to take the same energy and go out and find a solution? And then you get your rent money. He couldn't argue with that. He kind of looked at me like, huh. Kind of shook his head for a minute and said, you know something? I'd rather for you to go get the energy and go find the money instead of worrying. I said, that's what I'm doing. So if I'm happy, smiling, going down, when I was talking about the first thing it says in here to make a decision to obtain your desires, in the process of getting what you want, you also want to be happy. But you got to obtain the happiness first, which means having an attitude of being happy. That's an attitude of being grateful. You know, you've heard the attitude of gratitude?
Yeah.
It's just the idea. It's the idea of being thankful for what you already got. It opens doors for more of what you want. So it's like looking at the situation and going, okay, I got to be out of here at a certain time next week or something like that. But I'm thankful for the time I got here and I have a roof over my head. Or just something simple as that. Or just getting up every morning before you even hit the floor and start being grateful for everything you got. When you start doing that and being grateful, you're focusing on being happy. Because at those times of getting what you want and being grateful, those are happy moments for you. So you're going to start attracting more of those. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
So you see the situation? It's also just take an inventory of everything that's going on around you right now, too. If you need to get rid of someone or something, then let it go. And you'll see what happens. I mean, for example, I had a friend of mine who wanted to hang on to this guy, and she couldn't understand why everybody comes up saying, just let it go. And finally she did. And in the process of letting it go, two guys in particular, she found out she had more gifts, and now she's actually doing what she wants to do, which is doing more psychic work, and now she's working at a shop. So sometimes in the idea of these situations, of people, there are certain people who have a tendency that we're letting them hold us back. We need to let go of our situations or people or money or whatever it is. At the time we're hanging on to it, we're attached to it. So it's like having an anchor that keeps you right in the present when you're trying to move forward. So if there's some issues, which I keep getting anger issues, they need to be addressed. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
So it's like all these things have a tendency, not the idea of placing fault with anybody, it's the idea of looking at them and letting them go to open those doors again so you can start getting what you want. It's simply just focusing on exactly what you want and not letting anything else come in to bother you, which is sometimes can be hard to do when you have everybody around you who have a tendency to want to remind you of how bad things are going in their lives and that kind of thing. That's what we're talking about, making a declaration to yourself. I want to be happy no matter what. So if there's a person around you that all they want to do is talk about how miserable life is, this is a person who's basically working against what you're trying to attain. So when you X them out of your life, you're doing it, actually, and realistically, they're doing it to themselves because they refuse to go after what they want to. If everybody was going after exactly what they wanted to be and wanted to be happy, then you wouldn't have all this stuff, and everybody would be, we're all connected, and we would let those connections happen. But we don't do that. We're so caught up in everything else. So you already know what the problem is, so now you're trying to work on the solution. The solution is you. So just change your thinking on everything and just start focusing on how great things are. And they will be. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes.
I'm just saying, take it and do it. That's the hardest thing. I mean, to be honest with you, when I first started doing this whole thing, that was the hardest part. You know, sometimes when we have to start realizing some things around us or some people around us are basically keeping us from getting what we want. So we just have to take account, take an inventory and say, okay, that one's got to go. I can't deal with that. Even though they're good friends and that kind of stuff, in some ways they're not being the friend they're supposed to be. That's what I'm saying. With all the things out there and the people and the situations, just realize you're not being selfish. You're just taking care of your life.
Yeah.
People who sit around and complain all the time are looking for someone to take care of their life for them. So it's just a realization. Not sit there and accusing anybody of anything. It's just say, okay, are you doing that or are you not? I had a tough time with that with some things I was doing too, where I was looking for to push the responsibility off on somebody else. As soon as I started taking the responsibility and also realizing that when I started focusing on things in a positive way and they started happening, it just made me want to do more. You know, just, okay, well, I did that, I did this, let's do some more. So that's where I really got into the spiritual lifestyle, not just reading books, but also listening to CDs, getting meditational CDs, and just trying to say, okay, is there something in my mind, in my subconscious mind, that's implanted there by the way I was raised, the way my influences, that kind of stuff that I need to get rid of. And they just helped me to find those things, those thoughts or whatever they was, and replace them with positive ones. So if you want some books, I would get this book here, Super Beings. It's called The Super Beings. It's by John Randolph Price.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, start with that one. Because what I did was I someone recommended a book to me, and that book just kind of sprung off to the point where at one point I had my own library. But I just told myself when I put myself completely into it, I was going to let it take me wherever it takes me. And don't let other people dictate that either, because people are going to look at you and go, why are you doing that? The simple answer is because I want to. That's where life is taking me. So therefore, I've let go of the vines on the freaking side of the shore, and I'm letting the freaking river take me down, or the river of life, and just see where it's going to go. Even with the river, you're going to have some times where you're going to have some ups and downs, but there's always calm, and there's always, I mean, you sit here and look at the situation, manifesting a life where you want everything you want. All the rivers go to the ocean, which is a huge thing. Which sometimes we can't fathom a lot of things. That's why we take it one step at a time, one river at a time. But eventually we'll get to the ocean, and we're going to sit back and be amazed what kind of life we have. And then we're going to realize, wow, all I did was change my thinking about everything and started focusing on what I really wanted instead of compromising. Because one compromise usually strings off a string of them where you start compromising yourself. You know, here's a guy, he's okay, so we'll see what happens with this one for a while. But that guy also brings with him the same kind of attitude. So we were talking about last week, when you get into a situation where a person comes into your life or something you've manifested also benefits somebody else in a positive way, like I want to ride home, and then a friend comes by and picks me up. This person takes me home, but this person also knew what I did for a living, who also wanted to have some questions answered. So see, both people benefited from just one ride, something I manifested and said, okay, that's what I want. And I was very honest about it too as well. When I sat there and said, I remember the prayer, I was like, God, I don't want to sit here anymore. I want to go home. It might sound lazy, but I want to go home. So if you could have somebody come by and pick me up in 5 minutes and take me home, it'd be great. Friend, or maybe a new friend, doesn't matter. And then left it open for it to be manifested in the way it was supposed to do. Just let it go and say, okay, I'm sitting here waiting for my ride to happen. And 5 minutes later, a friend of mine I hadn't seen her in about a month, pulls up and takes me home. I go home, and she had a couple of questions she wanted to ask me about some things. There's some curiosities, but see, both people's needs were met at that moment. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this is a sign. This is a sign that everybody's needs are being met. Now, if you get to a situation like, for example, this situation you have here, you get into a house and you're trading out work for rent, but all of a sudden, the landlord's the only one benefited from it. Benefiting from this. That's telling you, it's a pure sign that your angels are saying, look at this. That's what it's saying. Be observant to everything that happens. When it becomes a one-way street, then it's time to go somewhere else. And that's what I was saying before, where I felt like it was going to be a situation where you're not going to be there very long. Because something about the situation looks good, and it might work out for a while, but it also seems like someone's going to take advantage of the situation. And I keep getting landlord, getting more out of this than you do. So, see, that's what I'm saying. The situation, once it becomes unbalanced and it's weighing one way than more than the other, then it's a situation that needs to be cut off. And you can't take responsibility for other people's lives either. People make mistakes, they do things, but they also have to deal with it. You know, so therefore, learn from this experience and just let go of the riverside and just let it take you where it's going to take you. Get that book, Super Beings. If I'm not mistaken, go to Amazon.com. You can get you some old copies, which I've got some old copies on that look new. And just kind of like look at the site itself. You might see something else. If your intuition tells you there's a good book, then go with that flow. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to do it. Because, see, in my situation, what I had to learn to do was do it spontaneously. Like when my guide say, go to this hotel, and I have no money, they're sending me that way for a reason, because it is going to work out in my benefit. So therefore, having money has nothing to do with it. And they're trying to set things straight and saying, just get back the way money was. Money is an exchange. It's not a lifestyle. And people are trying to obtain all the money they can in the world. But tomorrow, if the economy goes in the freaking toilet and there is no economy and there is no freaking government, there is no money. So you're going to have to figure out how to do it on your own again anyway.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, with your situation, I feel like it's going to change really in a positive way in 2 weeks. All you have to do is just slow down, be more observant, and really listen to your angels and guides. And there's that one guy I was talking about, the guy's name is John Randolph Price.
Okay.
He's got some books, too, that I've got myself that I really love, because they really set some things straight of pointing out certain things we might be blocking. And the one I had was, I'd also look this one up, too. It's called The Angels Within Us. It's a spiritual guide to the 22 angels that govern our lives, which basically talk about these angels and the 20, there's like these gateways, like for abundance, spiritual understanding, that kind of thing. And it helps you. There's meditations. There's actually meditations in the book to tell you how to open up those gates again. There's a section in the back of the book where it talks about working with two or three of those angels on certain situations and issues and that kind of thing. So it surely helps you out a lot. So check those out.
Okay.
And then if you need to follow up with me, just give me we're on Wednesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Just call back. Or if you want to get a private session with me, no problem. I'm a very flexible person, very open-minded, so I work with people. I've done readings for some really cheap prices. Actually, when I had my shop in Colorado, I actually did a reading for somebody one time for $6. I forgot to tell the guy how much it was, and I felt bad I didn't tell him. So I said, you know, something, I didn't tell you about this. I think it's okay, whatever you got. And he only had $6, so $6 it was. But usually it's $25 for a session. My sessions have no time limit. So once you pay your money, you got me for as long as it takes to figure out what's going on with the situation you're going on. That sounds fair, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so that if you want to get a private session with me, that number is 937.
Oh, what was it again?
937.
937.
838.
6337. 6337.
There you go.
Okay. Private. Okay. Okay, great. Well, thank you for that information.
Oh, no problem.
And, you'll hear from me again.
Huh?
Do you think, well, can I ask another question?
Yeah, I was going to say you can go ahead and ask one more question before we go, move on to just trying to get some more information out about what we're talking about. Have you ever had any experiences with angels yourself and any messages you've gotten from God yourself that you knew was messages that you couldn't just sit there and go, okay, that's just a coincidence? Good question, huh?
I can't think offhand. I had a really bad kind of a nightmare yesterday, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always have nightmares about this house where I used to live as a girl.
Mm-hmm.
With my mother, you know. And
is that where you're living at now?
Pardon?
Where you, is that, the situation with your mom's house, are you living there now, or is it something that
no.
you just have dreams about?
Yeah, I have dreams about it.
Hmm. It's like a situation that you might have to confront. That's interesting in itself. I'm just saying, the expression, I mean, the impression I got was something you need to, something came to me real quickly, because that was something I had to deal with, too, so. I mean, the situation I was telling people before about why I drowned, it's something that comes up from time to time where it's like it has a tendency to have effects on certain issues, or when I first moved to Colorado and I was trying to be, you know, you're always trying to obtain more success, and you can't figure out what the heck's going on. And I went back to that one. I went back to that experience I had when I drowned, and it was simply just placing a guilty conscience about the whole thing. And as soon as I faced that, all of a sudden I just put myself in a situation where I got the one shot, and now for some reason all my my earnings went up. Let's put it that way. Everything just seemed to like a door would have been open, and all this, it just a flood of everything come in there. And next thing I know, we started getting clients and started talking to people. I mean, it was just something that just came on where it just opened a lot for me anyway. It just seemed like it opened doors by dealing with those issues, and it seemed like the issues were actually the things that were keeping those gates closed. And it's like I keep picking up with you, the house is a way of opening a gate for you as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like a couple of those things will open a lot of doors where the problems and the situations you're having now will be a thing of the past.
That
sounds good, don't it? Yeah. Yeah. So.
So much love to create that.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, when you sit there and look at these situations, it freaks you out sometimes, because simple little things that you do open up a big door and you accomplish some big things. So try those, okay?
Okay.
And like I said, give me a call.
Okay, whichever
way you decide to go about it, I'm pretty sure we can take care of your situation, all right?
Okay, that'd be great.
All righty. You have a good night, and thank you for the call.
Yeah, thank you for the information. And I'll call you again in a couple weeks.
All right.
Let you know. Well, thank
great.
You very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. What am I having here? Hello?
Hey, Donnie. This is Amy. I'm just listening if you're picking
are you
me
six
up.
Oh, you're 603, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No. At the time I pushed the button, something went wrong on my freaking switchboard. I'm like, okay, I don't understand what that was, but okay. No problem.
Okay.
You're listening in?
That's what's that?
Okay. I said I'll just put you back on listen mode,
okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. Let's get back. Like we said before, we were talking about God and the angels. Now, I sit there and look at the situation myself. I was recommending the book to our last caller and saying, hey, you know something? Angels Within Us. That was a good book. Still is a good book. What I'm saying is, the one thing about that book, it talks about 22 angels governing the inner gateways to our success on all, basically all the things we're trying to obtain. So we're looking at, so I guess if we would sit there and say, do they have an effect on our manifestation and how we use the law of attraction? I would say yes, since if that gateway is closed and it doesn't work, and they can help us open those gateways, then therefore they are definitely interacting with us, and they definitely have an effect on the law of attraction. Because I noticed some people have a tendency to attract a lot of things, and it seems like their attitude has a tendency to reflect what they attract. So then we have all this stuff going on, and we're saying, okay, here's a person that keeps attracting these crazy spirits, and when she goes to the hospital, people are driving her crazy. But if you ever watch her in real life and watch how she deals with her boyfriends and in relationships, she has a tendency to let people basically walk all over her, and it seems like in the spiritual realm, they're doing the same thing. But as soon as she contacts her angels and she looks for guidance, everything seems to really calm down. Where she manifested a protection over what she was doing at the time. So they all have a tendency to really interfere if we don't sit there and have the angels help us with protection. So it's kind of an interesting thing in itself. And God is the one who creates the angels, so we go back to the source. So they definitely all have their own influences on the whole thing and how it all unfolds. We just have to let go and let it unfold. Because sometimes the ideal, like I said before, I'm looking at the situation, seeing a river, and you got trees on that river, and you got the roots are hanging up of the ground into the water, and people seem to be wanting to, it's like a temptation. Instead of letting the river take them down, you know, down, instead of going down the river, they're grabbing all these roots to hang on because they're scared of where it's taking them to. Not realizing, if you sit and look at the scenario itself, if you're hanging on to something, let's say that root represents a relationship you're still hanging on to. If you look at the situation, you're not going anywhere. You're still hanging on to that root, which is still bound to you, which is that relationship you won't let go of. So just let go of it. So basically simply letting go of the root and going down the river again. You put that relationship behind you, and next thing you know, you're going forward again. And then what's going to happen? Well, sometimes in situations, you can dictate it. Because I mean, look at life itself. There's people out there that refuse to believe that falling out of an airplane can kill them. And we have examples of that. People falling out of airplanes, their chutes not opening and surviving. Now, I'm not going to say they wasn't in the hospital for a very long time, but the point was, we've always been told one thing. And when you fall out of a plane, you die. And now we have examples that that's not true. So therefore, we have to open our mind up and say, okay, what is true and what is not? It's one of those things that makes it safer to get on an airplane anymore, realizing that, you know, things happen. But then again, how much control do we have over them? Because I know for a fact when I get on an airplane, I always call in Archangel Michael for protection to get me from point A to point B. And then I can just sit back, and people look at me like I'm crazy. When I'm sitting in my airplane, I wish I had an airplane, but sitting in my seat and going through turbulence, and not bothering me one bit. See, the one thing I've done in that situation is I have asked for protection. I've asked to get from point A to point B, which is that's why I'm manifesting a safe ride. So see, I let it go. We're right back into living my life. And the reason I did that is so I could be more relaxed, more comfortable, so I could enjoy the ride. So I'm sitting back looking at the situation going, hey, I feel comfortable to the point where I fell asleep. Or I'm actually looking out the window because I'm amazed about flying in itself, or looking out the windows and amazed what I can see. To me, it's just an amazing thing. And now we know that it's not the ideal that once somebody manifested an aircraft to fly and said we could fly, that manifestation was like a power of suggestion telling everybody else it's okay. Now mass consciousness says it is, we can fly. We have machines that we can fly in. Now, we know it wasn't something that somebody manifested, you know, years ago, and now it's a fact. So we have to sit there and look at those situations. So if you take that and take it and put it in your own life and go, okay, this, look at that. What can we do for our own lives? If we can, if someone can manifest the ideal of air flight, I mean, traveling by air, or even the car itself, what can we do in our own lives that could also look like to most people that'd be incredible? I tried to explain it to a friend of mine once where I said, that's how I would like to have my life, where people just sit back in awe and go, wow. Not because I want them to feel bad, but I want them to also look at the situation of looking where I came from and then where I ended up at, to also tell them that they could do the same. Not throw it in their faces. I just want to, like, be an example. I want to be an example of saying, hey, this is the way it is. I mean, the first time I got a hold of a deck of angel cards, I used guidance and also the idea of manifesting a certain kind of card arrangement or I keep going blank on these things. A kind of a, when I do my readings, I want to have a certain kind of card. What's the word? Card formation. I want to have a card layout of my own. And I asked my angels to do that. So therefore, they gave me this vision of a pyramid to build. That would actually be, because that's what I was looking for. I was looking for a card spread that would actually be informative, detailed, very accurate, and show people to the point where it was just right, it was so vivid that they could take the whole thing and say, okay, now I know what to do. So they gave me this pyramid, which was kind of cool because it was like 7 cards of building a pyramid. Then going from there, where I was like, okay, To do a complete pyramid spread would take about 45, sometimes an hour, depending on the person themselves, because I always try to detail every reading to the person, to the individual. So sometimes it can be very long. So I was sitting there saying, okay, angels, thank you for the spread that you gave me, but is there any way we can take the same spread and have variations, you know, like having a 5-card spread or a 3-card spread for people who don't have that amount of time? Not the idea they couldn't pay for it, was the idea of having that amount of time with most people's busy schedules. So we sort of took it one step further and came up with a 5-card spread and a 3-card spread, which would work in the same way, but still be detailed, but quicker. So all these things came about because I was trying to attract the right kind of information. So therefore, I felt like I, in the same situation, attracting. The angels gave me the right information, so therefore we came up with these things. So therefore, like I said, today's show is we're talking about the law of attraction and do God and the angels have anything to do with it. If you have your own comments or want to ask some questions, because we are doing free readings today, the number here is 646-721-9031. That number is 646-721-9031. It's now 6:40 p.m. That's Eastern time. And we got an hour and 19 minutes. Yes, we've actually increased our show. Now we're on for 2 hours instead of an hour. Because I felt like a two-hour show would be a whole lot better for everybody to get in. So therefore, we don't really have to put any kind of limitations on anyone. Because we want to hear your stories. We want to hear your complete stories. We also want to answer just more than just one or two questions, because we know we're here to help, and that's what we're trying to do. So if you have any questions, any psychic questions, and you want the angels to answer those questions for you, give us a call at 646-721-9031. Now, with the situation of working with the law of attraction myself, it was just the idea of putting more information out there for people to say, you know, so they can actually use it themselves. And basically showing how easy it is. Because the biggest thing I've seen keep people from getting what they want is the attachment thing. Not realizing when you attach yourself to something, it's like an anchor. It's keeping you right here, keeping you right in the same situation. But it's also very hard for some people to bring it to their attention and say, okay, this is what you're doing, and then try to get them to let go of it. But at the same time, you got to bring it to their attention to the point where they believe it as well. So clearing out that negative energy can really open up a lot of doors, you know, because it's like, you know, how would you look at this situation of manifesting something in your life? Can we change our lives? Or is everything just destiny? Everything's going to happen just the way it's going to happen. Well, you can look at it two ways. You can look at it destiny, saying, yeah, everything's destined to be. But maybe the idea of getting there quicker is the idea of manifesting. Being very detailed about the direction you're going in. Because if you're like sitting there going, you really don't know where you want to go, then you're not going to go anywhere. Because we were saying to look at the situation of destiny. Destiny could be also the situation of you being in a position to find out what kind of person you are, how strong you are. Your angels are directing you in a certain direction to show you what you're capable of doing in a positive way. So it's basically ask yourself, what are you going to do? Are you going to sit here and do it? Are you going to sit here and talk about it? Are you going to put things into action? Because I know for a fact I've heard God and the angels talk to me, so therefore I know they can talk to anybody. It's just we need to listen. Once you start listening, like a chain reaction. It's like I've done palm readings before. I can actually see it in people's hands. It's your lifeline and your headline when they connect. It's almost like pointing the direction of saying, listen to your intuition to make decisions in your life to make things better. Instead of us sitting there going, okay, why'd that happen? Yeah, you got to ask that question, but take it one step further and say, okay, once you find the answer why it happened, basically value yourself. Do you have to let it repeat itself again? We've heard so many people say this all the time. Oh, there's nothing we can do about it. It's just going to happen. Is this true? I mean, I sit there and think about that all the time where I've listened to people talk about accidents. You know, they get into accidents and they always talk about something told them not to go down that way. Something told them not to do it, but they did it anyway. And they got into an accident. And I've also listened to people who sit there and talk about hearing about accidents or hearing about situations and then said that they got a feeling not to go down that way. If you look at the situation, the angels have sit there and directed you not to go somewhere. So therefore, you manifested a more positive outcome. And on the same note, if you didn't listen, you manifested a bad outcome. So you see how it works? It's the idea of realizing how much control you really have over your life. So therefore, what are you going to do? Are you going to keep driving a car with a steering wheel and not use it? And then get mad because your car crashed into something? Or are you going to grab the steering wheel and say, okay, and then sit there and look at the situation. It's like, you know, Batman and Robin, Laurel and Hardy, all these partnerships, you know, all these little partnerships of people that were very successful at what they were trying to attain. So it was a co-creation. So therefore, there you are at the steering wheel. Or if you want to, you can sit there and take the situation and turn it around. Put yourself in the passenger seat, and then God and the angels in the driver's seat. But still, at the same time, they're driving. And you're wanting to go somewhere, and they're asking you, where do you want to go? So see, you're still directing it. You're still manifesting it, but you're working together. And when you work together, you obtain a whole bigger goal. And then you start getting everything you focus on. And then the things you don't get, you start understanding that they wasn't really a necessity as much as you thought they was. That's another thing God and angels bring to your attention and say, hey, that wasn't important. So look at what you got, which most of the time is a whole lot more than what you were asking for. You know, I've been in situations that I asked for $1,200 and I got $1,225. So I always got more. It was a whole lot more and a whole lot better than what I'd asked for. You know, it opened more doors or it gave me more potential to do what I wanted to do with the situation. So that was a blessing in itself. So you sit there and thank God, your angels. Thank you for the situation. Thank you for the outcome. And thank you for what I got. It's almost like saying thank you for all that I am and all that I have. You know, you can always be thankful for who you are, which is something that you've become because of the things you didn't or didn't do. But it seemed to do something to your character and who you are as a person. You know, the idea of being a stronger person and realizing why things do happen. So then take that strength and start manifesting exactly what you want. Like with the last caller that we had, it was talking about a house. But, you know, simply not focusing on a house, or even I have a friend of mine who was focusing just on a relationship who said, I just want one. And I told her, I said, you shouldn't do that. You should take it one step further and ask yourself what kind of relationship you want instead of just wanting one. Because basically what you're going to do is manifest the last relationship you had. Because you're not saying what you want to cancel out that bad one. Or changing things about yourself that attracted the person that became that other person. Now you want to change all that, and you want to attract different kind of people. Well, you can't attract something you're not. So you have to sit there and look at that as well. So we sit there and look at the situation and go, oh, what? If we could do that, we'd be happy. Or should we be happy because we can do it? That shows you that happiness and being in a state of being happy has a tendency to raise your vibrations, where it's like when you know for a fact that you're getting something, all of a sudden your energy level goes up like 10 times, you know? It's like, if you sit there and look at the situations of when you did obtain a house or a car or whatever you're focusing on at the time, you really seem really happy at that time. And then it seemed like you attracted more happy situations. And then if we could have just took it one step further, and then in the process of one bad thought attracted something that was a bad thing for us, you should still hang on to that. Okay? You should still hang on to that happiness to get through that bad situation, because you probably get through it a whole lot quicker. Because you're focusing on being somewhere else happy. So it's going to take you through that. But at the same time, I also told her to slow down and observe and take it all in. When you do that, your life has a tendency to slow down. When you start noticing everything down to the point of, to get more detailed about that, what I'm saying is like looking at somebody and knowing that they're wearing a red jacket with stripes and the tag still on it. Those are very small details, but you knew those. Or looking at something, I mean, take a conscious effort and look at it. And ask yourself, what do you see? What do you see? You know, take a point to look at the thing. What color yellow is it? What kind of shape of the building or the person themselves? You know, sometimes I sit back and look at people and just curious about what they're thinking. But in the process of, you know, focusing on them, I'll notice something about them. Realize maybe their eyebrows are a little more bushy than they should. Or something, you know, something like that. It's not the idea of being critical about anybody. It's just the idea of taking those all in. Once you take the time to take those all in, then everything starts to slow down. And then you start having more time for everything. That's the same thing with life coaching people and say, okay, you say you don't have enough time in the day to take care of your work, your problems, your family. But it's the ideal of taking a real notice of your life and asking yourself, why is that? Maybe it's the ideal, the environment you're in, that you're not taking the time to look at everything else, so you feel like you're on a conveyor belt and you just keep going forward, like you have no control. But it's like jumping off the conveyor belt and looking at everything and watching things go by. You know, then you can sit there and say, okay, do I want that? Do I want this? Do I want that? It's just the way things are really supposed to be. You start questioning it. If you're questioning it, then there must be an answer. So we take the answer and look at it and say, hey, how can I change this whole thing? Not realizing that all the thoughts and all decisions I've made were thoughts that I thought. So therefore, I change the thinking. I change those thoughts, and then I get into a different outcome. And I make my own schedule. I make my own schedule. Nobody else. I'm the one that makes decisions to take certain jobs. If those certain jobs take too much time away from my family, then I guess the way of manifesting a better lifestyle or a better or a more happier family is the ideal that I'm going to have to change that job. And our biggest, and I guess sometimes in situations of looking at people, they have a tendency to say, okay, I can't obtain what I want. They make excuses because I have to hang on to the job, because I have to make so much money a week, or I have to do so many hours a week to live a certain way. Now, if you sit there and look at the situation, they're limiting their unlimited potential by putting themselves on a schedule. You see what I'm saying? They put themselves on a schedule. I have to stay here at this job because I have to make this amount of money and these hours, not realizing you're making yourself a prisoner to a job. What are you doing that for? Why are you making yourself a prisoner to a job when you should be going out there and getting what you want? Because maybe the ideal of the angel is directing you in a certain way of saying, just the ideal is slowing you down, looking at your life and going, okay, I don't like this. I'm not happy. Maybe just that one little answer, say, I'm not happy, tells you need to change it, change things. It could be simply just changing your job. Maybe the ideal of the whole thing is, I don't think we're all supposed to be working for anybody else in the first place. We're supposed to be working for each other. That means we're also to be self-employed. We're supposed to go out and find that service that we can give to everybody. Everybody in this world wants something. And there's a service to provide to those people. And if you found that service, then you would probably find what you've been looking for, which is the potential of being happy, doing the kind of work you want to do, but also getting the benefits of having the life you want because you're making the money you want, because when you love something, you seem to put more hours into it. But at the same time, when you love something, let's say you love the job that you're doing, or you love the career or the business you started, just the idea of loving what you do puts you in a different vibration, a higher happy vibration that has a tendency to attract everything you need. And to prove a point, if you've ever been into a business that was doing really bad, listen to the people talk. All they talk about how bad it is. And it just doesn't seem like it changes. And then you go to other people who were all living on the same planet, going through the same economy, but there are some people that are striving and other people are not. What's the difference? I guarantee if you go to those people and talk to them and find out what kind of people they are, you'll find out the people that are striving and doing really good are happy. And they also believe that they also have somebody looking over them or somebody helping them or guiding them. So therefore, what happens again? Angels and God fall into the place again. So there you have it, a connection. So I feel like they are helping us. So therefore, if you have any kind of comments on the same thing that you want to sit there and share with the rest of us, give us a call. The number here is 646-721-9031. We're doing psychic readings. So call in with your questions. We will answer any question that you want. At the same time, no problem. Just do it. I know you all have a tendency to sit out there and think that you want to ask a question. Sometimes you just can't bring it out there to ask. Well, we're not judgmental here on anybody. So call in. Any question that you have, we will answer. Any kind of comment you want to say, any kind of question, we will be glad to answer those questions for you. So give us a call. The number here is 646-721-9031. Right now it's 6:55 Eastern PM. It's, what is today? Today is November 17, 2010. Isn't that great? We're kicking down there now. Next year is going to be 2011. Amazing that the year has gone by so quickly. But then I look back on the whole thing and all the things I've done this year too. Compared to, I don't know, sometimes it seems since I've done this and really started living the spiritual lifestyle, it seems like a lot of stuff happens. And I look back and I keep thinking 2 or 3 days have gone by when actually it's only been a day and a half. So it does make a big difference. So if you have any comments on your own life and you want to talk about this, do God and angels have any kind of influence over the law of attraction and how we manifest our lives, give us a call. Or if you think that Ken just changing your thinking change your life, or is it destiny? Call in. Give us your input. Tell us how you feel about the whole thing. If you want to, just give us a call. Number here is 646-721-9031. Except November 17th. We're already in November pretty soon. It's going to be after Thanksgiving, and we know what happens after Thanksgiving. It's a crazy, crazy time. It's holiday shoppers and the whole thing. That's crazy. I think we all should sit down and try to manifest a nice little positive comfort zone on that one, or even some protection to deal with these people, huh? Because the idea of going out there and shopping just scares me to death. But I always go out there, and I do have a tendency to surround myself with the pink lights. That way I can be happy and jolly and really enjoy the holidays at the same time, but it doesn't let the negative energy come in to mess up my happy feelings, okay? So manifesting is one of those things that you do with every part of your life, down to the freaking thing, just the idea of trimming your fingernails, because you want your fingernails to be different. They're too long. So you want to manifest short ones. It simply takes action of going over and getting the clippers and doing what you need to do with the things and doing it to just the ideal. You have to take the action and get what you, and if you know exactly what to do, just do it. That's how it happens. Manifesting things very quickly means just follow through, follow suit, just get it done. If you know which direction to go in, great. If you don't, angels, guardian angels, guidance, you know, your guides, let them take you. I mean, shoot, think about it. I mean, the situation of the idea of praying and asking for an answer, it's almost like that's your phone line to God, and then God answers you through your intuition. But in the process of answering through your intuition, if you don't do the action, then it doesn't get done. God helps those who help themselves. That just basically means in the process of listening, you do the action. And by doing the action, the outcome is exactly what you want. So you're all working together. So God's helping you in the process of having your angels right there. So the guidance is there for a reason. So you get it. And if you sit here and listen, like I said before, if you listen to everybody who's ever had an accident or gotten a situation or trying to answer questions and stuff, they all seem to have the same story. Hearing somebody tell them something, or either hearing, feeling, or seeing. Some people see visions. I shouldn't go down that way. Some people hear the actual voices saying, don't go there. And other people feel that gut feeling of not doing something. Those are all three psychic gifts. That's clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient. So see, therefore, and clairvoyant is seeing, clairaudient is, of course, that's hearing, and clairsentient is feeling. We've all been in situations where we felt the butterflies. That is your solar plex kicking into gear. But at the same time, you're using your solar plex and your eye chakra. You can use both those at the same time to see the direction you should go in. So see, you're being guided to do something. You're manifesting the outcome. So you have to do that. You actually have to be, you have to take some kind of action in the whole situation, or it just doesn't happen. You see what I'm saying? So if you have a question, we'd be glad to hear it, a comment, or you just want to talk about any kind of related subject that has to do with this, feel free to call in. The number here is 646-721-9031. Excuse me. And if you are a person who wants to get some answer to your questions, psychic questions, you have a relationship you want to, some answers about, some houses you want to check out, even if it's just simply you lost your keys somewhere and you want to get some kind of direction of where they're at, feel free to call. The number here is 646-721-9031. Like I said, a lot of people think that destiny, everything is just the way it is. Nothing to do about it. And we can just sit here. And so, therefore, why do anything when everything's going to happen the way it is? Some people will sit there and say that, well, if that was the case, then why do we need to make any decisions if everything's just destined to happen, why do we need to make any decisions? Well, you know, the situation is, that's a good question. But I'm just saying, when I sit here and look at the situation, serendipity, things happen. But at the same time, they do. Maybe more things could happen if we would just let them. Maybe the whole problem is that we don't. We sit there and we have a tendency to go, I can't do anything about this, so I won't let anything happen. We don't make a decision. You know, the process of not making any kind of decisions or any kind of direction to go anywhere, nothing seems to be solved. Even on the simplest little notion of making a decision to go in some kind of direction. Even if it's going to the bathroom, there's always a positive outcome by making and taking that action. And we were talking about before, you can have destiny, but you can also have change at the same time. Because say that you made a decision that threw you off the track of destiny, of your destiny, and your angels are just trying to get you back on that track. So the things that you're destined to have and destined to be and places you're destined to go will happen. So therefore, it's just the idea of putting you on the right track to actually manifest the life that you really want. Because, yeah, see, so many people out there these days are just compromising everything. I mean, so you look at people with bad relationships, and I just look at both of them, and the situation is it's either the idea of not being totally honest with each other about who you really are, and then finding out who you really are, and not really wanting to deal with that, huh? Or it's the idea of, because I've heard this so many times in relationships, according that you can't be totally honest with somebody when you first meet them. And my first question is, why? Why can't you? Because the more honest you are in the beginning of a relationship, the less likelihood it's going to end. Because most relationships, they end because somebody lied to them. And then they can't push their pride to the side to forgive that person and say, okay, just made a mistake. So they're trying to manifest a happy relationship when it could be simply in the process of manifesting that thing that the angels are bringing to your attention that you need to let go of certain criticisms and being judgmental about certain things. So therefore, you just go forward and change and say, okay, why don't you see what happens if you stop judging people? And that's the biggest problem, because a lot of times we do have a tendency to judge and we're not even aware of it. Are you judging a person? Or are you stating a fact? Just ask yourself the question. If you sit there and ask yourself, am I stating a fact, and you have no facts, then you're judging that person because you have no facts to base it on. It's a judgmental decision on your part. There is a difference. If a person is fat, a person is fat. If you're looking at that person and they're just a big person and you're just assuming they're fat, you don't have all the facts. So that's judging them. That's a hard call for some people, I'm telling you. Or in the situation of being honest. Me personally being a personal trainer and working at Gold's Gym when I did, it was hard for some people because you're trying to make an assessment here and people want to get crazy about it and say, oh, you're calling me fat. Well, if you are, do you want to be fat? Or do you want to change that? Do you want to make a decision to get the body you want, or do you want to sit there and just complain about it? That's the thing about making a decision, making a definite decision to obtain what you desire. And it seems like in that instance, the person doesn't want to be fat. They want to obtain a healthy body. So in the situation of manifesting that, you don't focus on the fat body. You just come to a conclusion right then and there, yes, I am fat. And say, okay, I don't want to be that. You make that decision. Well, okay, you already made that decision. You already know what the problem is. You let it go. Now you start focusing in your mind. And if you have a tough time focusing in your mind on what you want to obtain, then find some material to help you with it, to help you visualize. I mean, when I was focusing on working out, and I wanted to have a 32-inch waist, and I wanted to have a flat 32-inch waist with well-developed abs, that's a big picture. So what I would do, I would find, I got me a subscription to a muscle mag, a muscle magazine, a couple magazines, and I would just sit there and look. And see, what I was trying to prove to my friends at the time was, I can do this. And I said, I'm going to focus on what I want. So I started looking for that picture that would help me visualize the body I wanted and the midsection I wanted to have constantly. Now, you're going to have people. I know I was talking to our last caller. I think her name was Nancy. And I sent her, told her, you know, in the process of doing that, you're going to have people laughing at you. I mean, here I am. I was working at the time, working for a carnival, which is a bunch of men, okay, working, putting up, tearing down rides, working in that kind of environment. And I have a picture over my bunk of a guy, you know, this muscular guy with this 32-inch waist with a six-pack. Could they understand that I was using this to visualize what I wanted? No. The first thing that came out of their mouth was, oh, you know, do you like guys? Are you gay? And all this other crazy crap. And what you got to do is you got to block that out and tell yourself, no, I have to keep focusing on what I'm trying to manifest. It's the same with the relationship I had. I would sit there and take the thing and write it down in my journal. So therefore, when I have these people who are criticizing me, there was a person I wanted to get back with, and I'm writing it and focusing on it, and they're telling me, oh, that's just crazy. Why would you want to do that? Well, they don't live my life. They have no idea why I'm doing it. So therefore, I have to block it out and say, okay, I've been guided to focus on this. I've been guided not to give up on this. I've been guided and given the information on how to obtain this. So therefore, I keep going forward. Say, this is what I'm going to do. And what I would do when I get in situations like that, I would go back to my journal where I'd written it down, and I would read it over and over and over again until it was so clear in my mind that nothing else could block it. And that's what you got to do sometimes. And don't focus on it to the point where you do it every day. I'm saying focus on it, give it about 10, 15 minutes, focus on that one thing that you want, and then visualize it in your mind like a little video playing itself out on exactly how you want it to happen. You know, put yourself in the scenario. If you want to buy a new car, picture yourself in that car. Go to the dealership and put yourself in the car so that you can actually feel the seats. You can feel the steering wheel in your hands. That way, because the more inputs you have, the more you can feel it. The more you can feel it, see it, the whole thing, the more it's going to happen. What a man thinks about, brings about, okay? So you sit there and look at the situation, like a house. You want to get a house? Go find the house. Don't worry about the money. If you don't have any money in the bank, and you don't have any way of getting this house, as you think you might not have any money, or you have the way of obtaining this house, what you're trying to do is manifest that you want that house. And that's what I'm saying. Accept it. I mean, make a definite decision that you want. You want that desire. Make a definite decision to obtain your desires. So therefore, you're not going to sit there and let the idea, well, I have the money. Forget that thought. That thought might keep you from your dream home. So what you do is you think about it and say, okay, whatever it takes me, whatever direction I go in, I just go and do and see what happens. Like the lady was talking about, you know, a work scenario where you get a house and then you work it out. With working in the home or working for the individual who owns the house or something like that. But see how it works? It's like they're making an arrangement which is going to benefit both, where one gets gets certain, how would you put it, certain repairs done, and the other person gets a roof over their head. They both win. I'm just saying the situation. If it comes down to the point where one person is getting more and it starts becoming a very unbalanced place, then you need to move on. It's the same thing with relationships. When you have a situation where one person is taking everything and the other person is just falling behind to keep up, when it should be a partnership. And the idea of this 50-50, there's no such thing as 50-50. it's either 100% or not. You got to give 100% of yourself, because in relationships, there are some days where the partnership comes in at is one day one person, maybe your spouse can't handle what's going on that day, so you pick up the pace. But you're also trusting that person that when you're in the same scenario, they give 100% to you, support you what you're going through. So, you know, we're just talking about the law of attraction. Are God and the angels a part of it? It seems like from everything I've ever read and everything I've heard and the situations that I've gone through, it seems like that's a definite yes on that. So, therefore, if you have any comments on it yourself, call in. And the number here is 646-721-9031. We got 47 minutes left in the show, so therefore, call in and see what's up. If you have any questions that you want to, any psychic questions that you want us to answer, we are doing psychic and angel reading today, so definitely get a call in and ask a question. We shy away from no questions, so call in whatever question you want. Give us your comment on God and the angels. Are they a part of the law of attraction? Give us a call. Number here is 646-721-9031. We're broadcasting from Circleville, Ohio. it's kind of a interesting place to be. We're actually classified as part of the East Coast. Isn't that crazy? But Circleville. It's Circleville. And it's 7:13 p.m. Eastern. It's November 17th. And it's a great day. So call in. Give us your comments on anything that pertains to manifestation, law of attraction, angels, God. It's a very wide space. If you're if you are a person out there, a fellow psychic or an angel reader or anybody who's in the spiritual realm, give us a call too. Love to hear your comments on this as well, on maybe some things that you've manifested, maybe some issues that you had with manifesting things that you changed that you like to share with us. I'm pretty sure people out there would love to hear it. Maybe one little comment you made might help somebody else out there to realize how easy it is to manifest the life that you want. And right now, it's been crazy. And we have been sitting here talking about the law of attraction. And the law of attraction, it is a law. It does happen all the time. It's kind of crazy. And some people I don't understand some people who just want to basically take everything that might be good for somebody and try to come up with some reason why it's not good, instead of just accepting it for what it is. We have so many people who, you know, say you have a sale and you can get two recliners for the price of one. People understand that the idea of sitting there and complaining and say, well, yeah, you might get two recliners, but will they hold up? Why do we go right to the freaking kill? Why do we want to think about the worst case scenario when we should just look at the whole thing and say, oh, wow. Why can't we be thankful and say, hey, look, if there's a sale. I can get two recliners. How do we know that? Focusing and manifesting and saying what we're saying is manifesting just exactly what we're getting. So we're sitting there going, okay, I got two recliners, but they're going to fall apart in 3 weeks. Don't be surprised if in 3 weeks they don't fall apart. But then we have another person who went to the same sale that you went to, has those recliners for years. What's the difference? Maybe it's the idea, the attitude of gratitude. You know, just change your attitude and say, okay, I'm very grateful for the whole everything. Just be grateful for everything. Everything you get comes from a source, and they can be definitely thankful. I think the more thankful you are, the more that source is going to help you manifest your life the way you want it. So just ask yourself, in the situation you're in, did I compromise, or did I go after for what I wanted? Crazy. So give us your insights. Has the law of attraction, God and angels, helped you change your life? Are you still in the process of trying to change that life? If you are, call in. Maybe we can give you some pointers on how to turn that around and everything will happen the way you want it to. It's just one of those things. So, we were talking about John Randolph Price, which has been around for a long time. And basically, that the book Angels Within Us talks about the 22 angels that govern our lives. And we were talking about this before, where talking about the angel of abundance, which seems like people like that one most, because everybody wants to manifest exactly what they want. And it seems like, for some reason, money is a big part of that. But see, if you sit and take the idea and take that positive energy and focus on the angel of abundance and clear that pathway so that angel can do what you want, so that angel can do what it's meant to do, then you would definitely see a change in your life. And then you'll see that you're working with an angel to change that life. So therefore, you're working together to manifest changes, to turn things around, so you can obtain that happiness you've been looking for. And the money. It's just, you know, the idea of changing things and asking yourself, am I repelling everything or am I attracting anything? Everything. It's asking yourself, what do you feel like when you walk out there? You know, you walk out, stop, take a deep breath, and ask yourself, do you feel that things are coming to you? To feel a pull. Like a magnet. Do you feel like a magnet and everything's coming to you? If you don't, then stop and meditate on that. Meditate on being an abundance magnet where you're attracting back, you know, and there's nothing wrong with actually saying the word money. But be more specific about it and say, okay, how much money do you want? I want $25,000 and I want it in 2 weeks. Don't let that time barrier tell you it can't be done, because if you think about it for a minute, take yourself away from being a human for a second and look at the spiritual part of the whole thing. I mean, if you simply just, by reading Genesis and seeing God create the earth, and if you just get out of that whole thought that God is just saying, let there be light, and there was. And all you learn out of that is that, oh, if I say it, it will happen. Then you've taken one step further to obtain the life that you want by saying, yes, you're right, but you got to keep that in your head. You got to keep saying it. You got to keep living it. Tell everybody, I'm getting $25,000 in 2 weeks. I'm getting $25,000 in 2 weeks. Do they really need to know how you're going to do that? No. What you're saying to the universe is, you know, it's already on its way. And you're telling everybody, I'm going to get $25,000. That's like when I was working for the carnival and I want to make $400 a week. I just kept on telling myself, I wrote it down in my journal. People would ask me, how much you make a week? I make $400 a week. And yes, it was like focusing. But see, in the process of doing that, I was trying to find my boss in a mood where I could talk to him about making $400 a week, okay? But I kept on saying to myself, I make $400 a week. Anytime anybody would ever ask me, I make $400 a week. And sure enough, I think the situation manifested, so therefore my boss and me crossed paths to where I could talk to him about making $400 a week. Okay? So I took the initiative and saw that opportunity, which I felt like I was being guided to, okay? Like I'm walking down. I was walking. We were doing it. We were working at this fair. I come walking by as he was cleaning one of his golf carts off. And said, and something just came over me and said, walk over to him and ask him. Tell him. And it's almost like they were telling me exactly what to say. So I sit there and look at the man and said, hey, I think I deserve to make $400 a week. And, you know, I talked to the guy for maybe 5 minutes, and I walked away. and he gave me a raise, and I was making $400 a week. Now, see, I was making $350 a week. That is a $50 raise. Now, if anybody out there can tell me about a $50 raise they got lately, let me know. But I'm also telling you, you can also do the same thing. So just go ahead. Well, you know, every time you get that motion to do something, that's your angel saying, okay, you say you want to manifest this. Well, here's what you need to do. And then they go one step further and go, see that, or see him, or whatever, go. And then see what happens. Every time I've ever done that, it always seems to be a positive outcome. If it didn't, in some way, along the route, see, the one thing I've learned, too, is you have to believe in what you're saying. It's like praying to God. You don't sit and pray to God, and 10 minutes later say, well, you know, it ain't going to happen. And I really expect something to happen. Most of those people are disappointed because it didn't happen. But the ones who sit there and say, okay, they're very sincere about their prayers, they're very sincere what they want, have a tendency to obtain them. So, that, you know, that can't be a coincidence. So we have to look at those situations. You know, we've had so many people sit there and say, well, I tried doing that for about 5 minutes, and it didn't work. It's almost like they're trying to set themselves up and say, okay, since it didn't work, why should I even try again? It's almost like they don't want to do it. You know, some people would potentially say, well, it's not easy. No, it's very easy. I think the problem is it's too easy. The action, you have to put action into it. And once you put your action into it, you'll see. Once you obtain the first thing that you really manifested on, you get excited, I'm telling you. I did that with a cell phone, my very first cell phone I really wanted, okay? It wasn't something I just wanted to get a cell phone to impress anybody. I was really studying at the time, and I just said, well, let's prove it. That's when I first got the Super Beings book. I was reading the book, and it said, basically, sit down and write exactly what you want. If you want something, then write it in detail exactly how you would like to have it. So I said, okay, fine. I want a cell phone. I want a blue razor, and I want it for free, which is kind of crazy. And I didn't want to pay any money up front. I didn't want to do nothing. I just wanted to get the phone, and I wanted to be billed for the monthly services. So I got this thing I call a focus board, and I put it on the focus board. I found pictures in magazines of a blue razor. So I found three pictures of a blue razor, and I put them on my focus board, and I focused on them. And said, that's what I want. Give about 10 or 15 minutes. I would sit there and focus and say, okay, I want that cell phone. Then I would just sit there and close my eyes, and I would picture myself using that phone to do phone calls, to work. I always felt like having a cell phone would increase my business of being self-employed and being able to touch more people with my readings and such. And I would, I pictured my life being exactly the way I pictured, what I wanted it to be, using the phone, having increased business, going places. And really, it was kind of crazy. So I sat there and focused and said, okay, now I got on the internet. It's like something was directing me to go and get on the internet. So I went on the internet, got on the internet, and I went to this place called Wirefly. Never even heard of it before. So I checked it out and went in there, and I saw a blue razor. A very simple process. Just went in there, put the information in there, pushed send, and it came back and said they couldn't give me a phone. And I was like, okay, this is not supposed to be working like this. What's happening here? I'm not supposed to get a phone. They just said, you know, I guess that was my card was declined or something. All right? So I walked back into my bedroom, looked at that phone on my focus board, focused on it for 10 minutes and said, if I am meant to have this phone, I will have it by the end of this week. And I walked away and let it go. And then about 2 hours later, I was on the internet and I got an email. So I checked the email. Do you know it was Wirefly emailing me again, telling me that I have been approved and that my phone should be there in 2 days. And guess what else? This was the catcher for me that got me excited, was when I sit there and looked at the situation of the bill, because the bill was right there. Down at the bottom, it says you will pay this amount today, and your phone will be there in 2 days. Down at the bottom where it said total, zero. I never paid for the phone, and I never paid for the service until 30 days later when they sent me my first bill from AT&T. And I thought that was really cool because that's exactly what I wanted. You know, it's like the situation with the relationship I wanted to get in one side. I just felt like since she left me, she needed to come back and pick me up. And when it all played itself out, and it was one of those thoughts that I thought, of all the things I'd written down, that one would not happen. But I sat there and said, no, I'm going to write it down anyway. And I wrote it down and then forgot about it. And then when everything played itself out, that's exactly what happened. It all played out where she came and picked me up and took me home with her. And that's exactly what I wanted to happen. It might not have happened in the way, like, you know, completely the way I wanted it to. But see, the point was, the statement said I wanted her to come pick me up and take me home. Now, in the process of getting there, I had to do some actions of my own to get there. I had to sit there and let go with the flow. I even had a couple of things where I would say, okay, God, I'm in Ohio. The person I want to be with is in Florida. So I need a ride. I don't know how this is going to happen, but I know it's going to happen. And then next thing I know, I have a person, a friend of mine, who I had no idea was even going to Florida. Next thing I know he's going to go to Florida, but I didn't know exactly where he was going to go. And it turned out to be where he was going was exactly where I needed to go. Next thing I know, I have a ride. But see, when things happen, like he came up and I said those things, and I was on top of everything, and I recited and focused on the things I had written down. I affirmed. I used affirmations. I used pictures. I did, you know, I used everything to my, anything I could get my hands on, put that way. I used everything to manifest this. What I'm saying is those are the actions. This is something I really wanted to do. So therefore, instead of focusing on these other things, I can't do it, or, you know, crying, or do we really need to be together, it was just the idea of saying, okay, this is what I want to do. And I told myself if it's going to, and then it's almost like getting a feeling about it too, saying, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do, or this is the person I'm supposed to be with, or this is the fun I'm supposed to have, then it's going to happen. And then just let it happen. And then with it, instead of going, then go out there and go, hey, I'm going down here to focus on things, more things I want to manifest. At the same time, I'm waiting for my phone to show up. And I will sit here and say on the first manifestation on that one, you know, I was still, after I got approved for the phone and everything else, there was a couple of thoughts that went through my head where I was asking myself. You know, I had to sit there and chase thoughts away, put it that way. I was sitting there and thoughts would come through my head going, you know, your phone is not coming. It's all a mistake. It's a bad email. And then I was sitting there going, no, I got approved for a phone. It's going to be there. And sure enough, when I got to my mother's, because at the time I got the phone, I was like traveling so much, I had to have a neutral address. So I sent it to her house, and when I got there it was sitting on the table. And it was a brand new phone sitting in a box, and there had been opened. I had to sit there and go through the whole figuring out, and the whole route of opening up and checking the phone out and charging it, all kind of stuff. But I'm telling you one thing, it was very exciting when it happened. And that just made me want to do more. To the point where next thing I know, I have two focus boards. I'm focusing on nothing but the kind of house I really want to live in, the kind of girl I really want to be with, and so on and so on. And so I just got to the point anymore, I just wasn't going to accept. I wasn't going to compromise. I was going to go get what I wanted. And that was just the way it was going to be. Now, some people look at you and say, oh, you're being selfish. But, you know, just get realistic, too. Who runs our lives? Your next-door neighbor or you? This idea of sitting going, well, if I was you, I wouldn't do it. Well, they're not you. And just that one thought can keep you from really being you. Think about that as well. When people decide to go out there and go, okay, we're going to do this, this, and this, this. there's also the idea of being in the spiritual lifestyle and making a conscious choice to be more spiritual. So you start seeing things a whole lot different than most people do. The people who sit there and say, I have to get 40 hours a week, seem to get 40 hours a week, and that's all they do. They live from week to week to week to week. I'm not saying you shouldn't take things day by day and enjoy that day to the fullest and get everything you can out of it. But at the same time, there still has to be some kind of direction going on. Direction is the big thing. You see what I'm saying? Why should people do this? Well, I guess you could ask yourself, why do people have a tendency to compromise? It's a whole lot easier than being disappointed. Or instead of being, I guess, the ideal scared of not succeeding, why don't we just sit there and make a decision, take yourself down another route? Well, we have to do that. Well, I'm telling you right now, to sit there and feel the feeling of succeeding at something, I'm telling you right now, there's nothing like it. When I first started when I first started working for myself, I stared at the phone for 3 days, scared to death to pick it up. But see, the point was, if I never picked the phone up and do what I had to do, nothing was ever going to change. So I finally made a decision to do that, and now I've been doing it for probably more than 20 years. But see, all those memories and everything goes with it would never have happened if I would not have made the conscious effort or the action. If I would never done the action, it would never have happened. And I can sit there and say, okay, there's a lot of things that didn't work out the way I wanted it to, but see, I can sit back and look at that and say that instead of saying, I don't know if it would have worked out or not, because now I can't do it. So we don't have to sit there and think about that. I mean, is it simply going to be letting yourself not take the action, keep you from what you want? You know, you just got to keep doing it. I mean, think about it. Like I heard before, too, it's like looking at the situation. People progress all the time. It's like getting in your car. Can you see where you're going completely to the point, you know, go from point A to point B? Can you see B right now? No. All you can really do is see 200 feet of it at a time. But if you don't take that 200 feet at a time, you're never going to get there. So you have to make a conscious decision to do that. And see, if it's simple as getting in your car and driving, why can't you simply do the same thing and start going forward in your life? So if you have any comments that you'd like to share with us, please give us a call. The number here is 646-721-9031. We have 25 minutes left in the show. It's kind of amazing that we've actually had almost 2 hours go by. Thank you. I'd like to thank all the callers that we did have, and looking forward to more callers coming in. So therefore, maybe I should sit here and focus too and manifest some more callers, huh? So right now, it's 7:34 p.m. And actually, it's a kind of a cool day, so it's not really cold. Actually, one of the days we'd like to be outside. And we got some good shows coming up here, so therefore check in. Next week, I think we have, actually Friday, we're talking about angels and God, but we're also going to get down to archangels and archangels, angels, guides, guardian angels. There seems to be a lot of opinions about different definitions of what those are all about. We also have certain things we're talking about in the same show as well, where we're talking about aliens and similarities between angels and aliens. Some people think that our planet was visited by aliens that the ancient people mistook for angels, guides, gods. Also, gods and angels and that kind of thing, just super beings. So that was kind of topic. You sit there and look at the situation of, say there are people from other planets and stuff. It's like wondering if they're on the same kind of realm that we are, where they've come to a point in their lives where they can manifest things by materializing things out of thin air. And then realizing that if we should really go over that whole thing, the idea of saying thin air, there's no such thing as thin air. It's energy, manifesting things out of energy. What seems like it's coming out of thin air. Let's open our consciousness to that one and ask ourselves how we can, you know, sort of, because you can sit there and manifest things. But what we're trying to do in the situation of putting God and angels in that scenario, and they're helping us with manifestation, because I've seen some people who can manifest things, but it's very exhausting because they're just doing it on their own energy. And then when they do that, you can see a definite energy drop in them. But it seems like people who work with God and the angels to manifest things in their lives, it seems like they just keep going and going and going. So, see, there's definitely has to be a connection there, a realizing the whole thing. So, you know, we're just sitting there looking at that. Angels, the angels within us, the angels around us. I mean, there's so many angels and angels and angels and angels. It's kind of a crazy situation to sit there and say if you sit there and say they don't, how can you honestly sit there and tell yourself that and actually believe it? Because I've seen too many things and read too many stories, and I guess you would say when it came to the point of experiencing these things, I still have a really hard time understanding why people are so gung-ho and trying to prove something's wrong. I mean, I've read articles. When the Law of Attraction, when they were talking about The Secret, and The Secret came out, the movie The Secret came out, there was articles written about it where people were just saying they didn't believe it or they had a tough time with it. But there were a couple of people who had written articles about it that when they basically did exactly what it said to do to manifest it, to change your life, to use the secret, which is the Law of Attraction. They said that one thing they couldn't refuse, or they couldn't dispute, that there was some changes that happened in their lives. Maybe there wasn't major ones, but there were some things that changed. Relationships between a mother and a daughter, for some reason, got better when they were added to the throats. Certain people who were losing their houses, certain situations came to light that they didn't lose them. They actually... Basically, they sit there and avoided the whole thing, where it went into a different direction. What's that all about? So, if you have any comments of your own, or you've read an article, or just have a question that you're confused about, how do you manifest things in your life, give us a call. Still got 20 minutes remaining in the show. Give us a call at 646-721-9031. I'd be glad to hear from you. We really enjoy hearing from comments, some stories about other people who've actually done the same thing, or how do you feel about destiny? What's your definition of destiny? Do we manifest our destiny, or is it just basically already played out for us, and we're just going along for the ride? So give us a call, 646-721-9031. You've got 20 minutes left, so call in and give us a comment. What you think? What do you think? It'd be one of those crazy situations. You might actually get some answers. And we're here to give them to you. We have no problem answering any of your questions. We're also doing free psychic and angel readings. So why don't you call in? I'm sure if you've checked in with other previous shows, we answer anything. We have no problem. Answering any questions. So just give us a call. Number here is 646-721-9031. This is Psychic Journeyman. This is Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio. And we're just here to help. So give us a call. 646-721-9031. Like I said before, there's a lot of books out there on angels, on manifestation. The ones I have... Like I said before, my biggest thing is John Randall Price, but Sterling Virtue. There's another person who's, you know, the angel thing. I mean, talking about manifestation, manifesting things in your life. She's got some great books on where she describes certain things she changed in her own life. And there was some things from my understanding that she changed. And it was more of later in their life. You know, most people think about school and that kind of thing. I mean, the lady had a story once where she said she was going to college to become a psychotherapist. And this is what we always talk about, not letting people, situation, life dictate how you think it should be. You know, she was sitting there talking to her professor where she was trying to get a job as a psychotherapist before she graduated. And she had 4 months to graduate. And he told her there was no way that she was going to get a job as a psychotherapist anywhere until she did graduate. And at the time, she went out and proved him wrong. 4 months before she graduated, she got a job as a psychotherapist. Okay, so, you know, it's like, are you ready to sit there and dictate how your life is going to be? She had one story where she wanted a certain kind of condo. She described that condo to a T. She even said that she had a fireplace, and she basically manifested the opportunity to get that condo. And then she got the condo. Then she said she had a fireplace in her condo. All right. Then she told herself, if you have a fireplace, you've got to have a cat. So she basically did the same thing, too. With the situation, go, okay, I want a cat, but I don't want to pay for it. Okay, I don't want to pay for the cat. So therefore, she focused on the detail, what kind of cat she wanted, down to, I think, what color it was. And then, but then again, action comes into play where, you know, her angels are directing her to go to the phone book. And when she opens the phone book, it falls open to kennels for cats and dogs. And she, for some reason, her eyes was pulled to one particular one. She gets on there, she calls him. And sure enough, the cat that she was looking for, somebody had dropped off there the day before because they had gotten the cat. They already had a dog, and the family children were just not willing to give up the dog, and the dog and the cat didn't get along. Next year, the cat's set in the kennel. She calls. She goes down and picks it up, and guess what? She got a cat to sit in front of the fireplace, and the cat didn't cost her anything but the ideal. If you want to say, did it cost her anything? Sure. Physical action. Just getting up and following the signs. You know, where she was guided to go to. She was guided to go to the phone book. She was guided to a phone number. She called the phone number. They got the cat. Now she got to go pick it up. So I guess in some ways you could say she did pay something for it. But it was an action. Not for the cat itself. There was no money exchanged. You see the problem? Do you see the solution? The solution was simply putting it out there. Things fell into place. Next thing, she got her cat. Of course, she had to go pick it up. It didn't drop in her freaking front porch. But then again, I've had situations too where you tell a lady wants to meet the man of her dreams, and does she? You know, we're thinking, you know, sometimes we get a little arrogant with our readings, and we're saying, it says you're going to meet somebody, and it's very close, and it's going to happen. And you can see it. It's going to happen. It's definitely going to happen. Her action was, I mean, look at the situation. Everybody's telling her, no, you need to get out of your house. You need to go somewhere to find that guy you're looking for. You need to get up and physically hit out the freaking door. But see, what she did was she listened to her intuition. She listened to her guides and angels that said, no, you stay home. Now, sometimes people, when you get your meeting, you get these messages and stuff, they might sound confusing or you don't understand them. But what you need to do is follow through. That's what we're saying. Let go of the branches. Let yourself go down the river. So you can find the answers. So you can find the answer to the solution. See, in that case, she married. She did get married. The male that she met was the mailman. And they got married. So see, what I'm saying is, the action there was no action. Don't go nowhere. Don't go do nothing. But see, she also had to listen to herself. That's the action. So she listened and stayed exactly where she was supposed to. So when the mailman showed up, the conversation came across, things opened up, and she found the man of her dreams. But see, she also did, you know, she did everything she was supposed to do. But some of, you know, some people around her were saying, no, you know, that's crazy. You can't do that. You've got to go out and, you know, you've got to go out and physically do something. Well, we also have to take each case on an individual basis, too, as well. When you do that, everything seems to work out. So you're listening to your angels and your guides. No matter what happens, no matter what's going on, no matter what's going down, you know, people are going to say what they're going to say. People will be very critical of how you're trying to obtain the whole thing. But what you got to do is you need to stay right there and listen to your guidance. So if it tells you to stay home, you see in certain cases it works out good. Other people have to go out and meet people at certain places, and it happens anyway. I've been there myself, you know. But, you know, if we don't make that move, it doesn't happen. So we're talking about the angels. And there's like three books. I mean, you've got Angel and Super Beings. Super Beings is the best one I've read to get you started. And then you got Angels Within Us. Very good book. You also have Angel Energy, How to Harness the Power of Angels in Your Everyday Life. Let's see. And then the one book I've been listening to quite a bit, a lot of things I have on, I do have audio CDs, but this one here is called Empowerment. You can do, be, and have all things. And this book here is, if, you know, anything more you get out of the whole thing, there is, it does give you a 10 points on how to obtain it. It also has a procedure to go in here where you sit there and you look at the situation and go, okay, this is what it's saying. One, you got to do this. Two, you got to do this. But there's always that one point of sitting down and looking at the screen in your head and writing down exactly what you want your life to be, what kind of house do you want, down to the color, down to the foundation. You want an old house, the big old rock foundation, you know, just things like that. And then using the same screen in your head as a movie screen and visualizing it so clearly in your head. And then doing that, you know, you do it enough until it's so pretty in your mind, it's almost like it's already happened, like you're living it. And then let it go. So therefore, the second part of it, or I should say the third part, can actually manifest just like you want it to. That's the whole thing. So once you all shoot out there, grab the phone, pick it up and call 646-721-9031 and give us your comments on how you feel about that. Or if you have any psychic questions, make about them in your head, visualize them, and then call us and ask the question, and I guarantee you'll get the answer. So, like I said, John Reynolds probably got this book. He's got the book that I have been following for a very long time called The Abundance Book, and there's a book there, too, if you're all out there still listening, The Abundance Book, John Reynolds Price, that if you get the hard copy, you can actually get a CD. It's got the whole plan on it, and I think there's even a meditation in there on how to attain that. Now, in the book itself, he talks about obtaining a certain meditation that can help you manifest what you want, the visualization. His is basically thinking about sending out a big surge of energy across the whole planet where it touches everybody and comes back to you. And in the process of that energy touching everybody, then an event, what is, you know, the idea of manifesting things is to touch those certain things and certain people that can help us to obtain those things, okay? Mine, I do a different one where I have a tendency to hug trees. So what I do is I hug a tree. In the process of hugging that tree, I imagine those roots touching everyone on the earth. And then in the process of touching everyone, then everybody knows what I, you know, what a person needs and wants and the desires, their wants, needs, and desires, and all those kind of things. So it's almost like a network where it's a continuous cycle where everybody's getting what they want. In the process of everybody getting what they want, they're touching somebody else who's also obtaining what they want, and then the people are starting to sit back and look at themselves and going, that's kind of crazy. Everything I manifested happened, but at the same time, it just wasn't me being my needs being fulfilled. It seemed like everybody involved in the situations we need were fulfilled. Even if it's the idea of focusing on something, say you want some supplements and you're working out and you want supplements and you find a company where you can, and you find a company where it's like, okay, I'm buying supplements at the drugstore. They're like so high. They're so expensive. And then you start tell yourself, okay, forget that. There's nothing too expensive. I just have to find a place that fits my budget. In the process of finding that place that fits your budget, you find this place on the internet where you actually get your supplements for $25 to $30 cheaper. So you manifested that, but you're also on the computer at the same time. So you found it. You get your supplements and everything's taken care of. But see, at the same time, as you're getting these supplements, this company is also making money. So see, they're getting what they want, a customer who's willing to pay their prices for everything, and you're getting a cheaper price, and you're getting what you want. The same supplement, but for a cheaper price. So everybody see, it's a win-win situation. And that's what you're looking for when you know you're going in the right direction, too. Noticing the guidance of going in the right direction means, hello, when there's a two-way street, you're all getting what you want. So, you know, on the situation, I don't know. What are you here for? Hello? So, Amy, is there anything you want to say?
What's that?
I'm just saying, is there anything you want to add to this? The reason I'm asking you the question, because at this time we have no callers calling in, and I just thought, I saw you leave, I wasn't sure if it was because of the call. You're going to be on for so long and get called back in?
Oh, yeah, actually I did think of a question while you were talking.
Okay.
As far as, I guess maybe I a question or a direction in this. As
mm-hmm.
far as my ex-husband goes, I don't want any further relationship with him, as husband and wife or anything that even approaches that, but I would like to have or be able to have civil conversations with him. I don't know if that is something that manifestation would help or if there are other ways to go about, there are other ways that need to...
Well, see, my impression of that whole situation is, yes, there is. Not now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like... to answer your other question, yes, you can. See, I've had people who have... I had a client one time who told me flat out. I was sort of doing a reading for her, and I just told her flat out, I didn't see her and her boyfriend, her husband getting back together.
Mm-hmm.
The situation, just kind of telling me over and over again, they wasn't going to get back together. That's what I picked up on. But see, at the time, mm-hmm. she hadn't been doing anything, any kind of positive work or anything like that. She was still going through emotional of being hurt and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But she did ask me the question, can I take, because I'm constantly talking about positive thinking, changing the outcome of anything. So she asked me the question. She goes, so if I sit here and think about this very positively and start focusing on how I want it to happen, then do you believe I can make a change and make it happen? And I said, yes. And she's like, well, you came back pretty quick on that one, but you said you didn't see us getting back together. I said, yeah, but at this time you're not doing that kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
So just do the work and see what happens. Because I feel like very strongly that would definitely make it come and make an out. The outcome would definitely be a whole lot different. And the idea of the whole situation is, when we talk about destiny, I think the destiny thing in all these things is happiness. And that's what we're all trying to obtain. So therefore, it's almost like we're being guided to go back on those paths to make these things more positive and more workable, where everybody gets along, not just to you, but everybody benefits. Kids.
Mm-hmm.
People that know you, everybody. So you see how that's a win-win situation. Everybody benefits because it's a happy scenario. Is it going to
mm-hmm.
be easy? No.
No.
It can be because I feel like in this situation, the person who's got the more potential of trying to see the positive side of this is you.
Mm-hmm.
I see him as a person that wants to take it and use it as leverage.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that I didn't realize it in the beginning, but I looking back, I see that our whole relationship was about control and it being his mm-hmm. control, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I don't care to go back to have any sort of relationship more than having a congenial exchange of the children and, or, you know, talking about whatever their needs are. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I think it will, is, you know, it has been 3 years, and I think it's probably going to be, well, I don't know. I hope it's sooner than later, then, when we can
mm-hmm.
at least be congenial to each other.
Right. Oh, yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but sometimes you got to look at the situation and just, you know, let it take its time and fall into place where you want it to, because you definitely want it to happen the way you want to have it. You want it to happen in a positive way. So sometimes there are certain things or certain people have to fall into place first.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a situation with your ex is more of a coming to terms with himself and being angry
yeah.
with himself than being angry
yeah.
with himself.
I almost wish I could manifest a relationship for him so he would kind of get his mind off of, I guess I really don't know what's going on in that sector of his life, but like don't really talk to him at all, but
right.
it would be nice if he did have one of caliber that would take
right.
his mind off of what has been, so.
Well, like I said, well, I wasn't trying to mean it. I'm just saying with the situation, the idea of focusing on himself is actually the thing he needs to do. So any kind of distractions right now would probably have the same outcome as they had with you guys. I see an internal conflict with himself.
Yeah.
It's almost like, okay, what kind of a person do I want to be? And then his ego kicking in and go, well, that can never happen, so therefore I'll just deal with this. Which is,
mm-hmm.
you need to freaking take the ego and tell him to shut up.
Well, you know, what I find kind of funny is that he has, I don't think the kids have met her, but he's told them that he's in a relationship with a woman that he was seeing before me who actually kind of funnily,
mm-hmm.
oddly or ironically, they broke up for basically the same reasons we broke up, but she was directing all of that at him where he was directing that at me. But apparently they're back together, so.
Right. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Is there any chance we got like 90 seconds left in the show? Is there any chance
what's that
continue
again?
This conversation? I was just going to ask if we could continue this conversation about a minute when I get off the air.
Okay.
Where I could
yeah.
call you real quick. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. You have a good one. I'll be back with you in about a minute. Okay.
All righty.
All righty. Okay, everybody, we got 40 seconds left in the show, and thank you for all calling in, and thank you for your listening, and tune in Friday when we'll be talking more about the archangels, angels, and God, and getting more little detail on all of them, okay? So tune in, we'll talk to you then, and thank you very much, and you guys all have a great night.